Thank you for joining Talking About You with Estra, where you can find information on auto insurance, employer and ERISA policies, short and long-term disability, personal injury claims, surveillance, and much, much more. This is your car accident radio channel. Talking About You with Estra's radio show welcomes you. Call the show today at 718-766-4385 with your questions, comments, or car accident experiences. I'm listening to what you have to say about your journey. And you never need to travel this path alone. You can read, watch, or listen with me at any time. Auto insurance companies currently can ask insurance policyholders for anything they want in response to a claim being filed. Who would provide them with so much power and why? This opens the door for bad faith practices against you, the insured. Is this the main reason policyholders are not being paid settlements and having to accept low-ball claim amounts? Policyholders need insured civil rights legislation protection in order to rein in the Wall Street power and control insurers use to take advantage of Main Street. Thank you for joining me, Estra, today for policyholders' protections against insurance companies from Seattle, Washington, USA. How shocked would you be to find out that insurance companies have few restrictions on what they can demand from policyholders? In fact, what if there were few laws in place to prevent them from abusing you, their insured? The true numbers of policyholders facing deeds or actions that negatively impact policyholders filing claims is important to know. How many people would choose to open a contract with an insurance company known for not paying out benefits or resolving settlements, or perform harassment, intimidation, and surveillance against them in order not to pay out a claim? Many use the same pool of doctors to perform independent medical exams, which provide them not with accurate assessments, in my opinion, but written reports to support their claims. When did money trump truth? When did the wealth of a few become more important than the majority? There is no excuse to dismiss the needs of policyholders for investors' dividends. The conditioning in hopes of making insureds doormats or dormant must not become the inevitable. Action is required in order that true protections for policyholders become a reality. First, decide to help make changes to state and federal insurance legislation. Playing fields where insureds are treated fairly and with dignity means not only will policyholders receive fair benefits and settlements, but investors will continue to receive fair instead of exorbitant rates of return. No one should be exploited through this process. This is an industry which is supposed to be a safety net for policyholders, not a casino for insurance companies, where the house always wins. Today I learned that Washington State will now allow pharmacists to refill prescriptions without a doctor's authorization. This has been approved by insurance companies. Why would they do this? In my opinion, insurance companies have been taking power away from physicians for decades, first by paying them directly. Who controls the money controls the decision-making, in my opinion, and whether an insurance company pays for a procedure in most cases, which, frankly, takes the decision-making power out of the hands not only of the patients, but the doctors. This is a means to improve their bottom lines, frankly, and places more emphasis on money than health. From my experiences, most doctors are interested in the health of their patients. It has only been since the insurance companies control the purse strings of physicians that issues regarding being paid has become a major concern. When insurance companies can wait months to pay medical bills means medical professionals may have to struggle before receiving these funds. Why should insurance companies who have more power and influence, which creates a sort of monopolistic industry, be provided with even more? How much is enough? Why degrade the work and importance of physicians? Because when you hold the reins on what happens, you hold the destiny not only of the patient, but doctors in your hands. You have the ability to change the way the entire industry does business. But is this okay for patients and doctors? Who are the most important people in this equation? In my opinion, when power and influence is removed from patients, less control of whom they receive their care from and the quality of care becomes a problem. When you make doctors' offices spend more time on paperwork than with patients, more will be missed. Who benefits from these tactics? Many of the cycles of medical care become more stressful and more dissatisfying. Yes, insurance companies. Money, money, power, power, and influence. Why isn't anyone asking the questions of this industry continues to make more and more money at the expense of everyone else? How many of these people who are supposed to be protecting us are selling us out instead? Frankly, until citizens stand up and say, greed and Wall Street will no longer fly, these actions perhaps will get only worse. Baby boomers have always been a creative generation. Now is the time for the people in this generation to join the youth and bring back a society that realizes that wealth in the hands of a few will not protect the majority, which means creating a fair playing field in auto, health, LTD and SSDI insurance matters to all of us, especially generations to come. Insured civil rights legislation approved by Congress must be at the forefront. Otherwise, true protections will not be available to policyholders. And this is why Congress is supposed to do their job and protect the wrongs that hurt society. Are they protecting citizens or corporations? Is money in elections corrupting the legislative process? One thing is for sure, as long as insurance companies continue to do whatever they please to policyholders, there will be a high price to pay for you, the insured. No one expects to be abused by their own or another insurance company. But what can happen after filing an auto insurance claim? Expected benefits can be stopped abruptly, leaving many families not only with an injury, but without financial means to live from month to month. And guess what? This causes most families to accept low-ball settlements rather than lose everything they have worked for, or fight this company for up to 10 years in court. And when it's said and done, the costs of the trial, attorney fees, most still have very little to show after being dragged through the mud, so to speak. Can a company who must pay out benefits be the same one to decide upon a claim? Whose interest are they going to protect, their bottom lines or a policyholder with a significant claim? Next, harassment and intimidation tactics used as an attempt to force the policyholder into a compromising position which can be used against their claim. Personally, I believe in continuing to be yourself. You will always have good days and bad ones. A day well lived is what's important. Letting harassment and intimidation take away anything else from you means more undeserved loss. The bad actions and behaviors of an insurance company does not mean you have to get down in the dirt with them. Choosing the high road will help you to get back on your feet and maintain integrity. There is already a significant loss accompanying a major car collision. There is nothing more a policyholder must give, in my opinion. Frankly, no matter what dirt is slung at you, stay the course. Learn about your condition and focus on recovery. This is really what counts. What lengths will some insurance companies go to in order not to pay out an insured? Who knows the depths? I suspect this is Congress's job. Let's hope they will take this under investigation. When sneaks and peeks into vehicles, residents, mail, past and current possibilities through surveillance in hopes of providing something to deny an insurance claim. In my opinion, it's an opportunistic desperation tactic. When medical professionals, acquaintances, coworkers, or anyone else an insurance harasser can get their hands on through whatever means is necessary to deny legitimate claims, means these types of insurance carriers have no intentions of doing the right things, and frankly, should not be in business. How would you feel if being taken advantage of with few options to rectify the situation? What if you depended on Congress and other local, state, and federal advocates for policyholders in order to bring hope of being treated with respect and dignity? Would you be willing to join them? I hope so. Policyholders are not being paid fair settlements and are having to accept lowball claim amounts. Compare the huge donation candidates of the 2016 elections will receive by the end of the race. Now imagine this generosity was not being traded for favors, but to help transform our country to a more fair and equitable community. What if corporations decided it is better to be of service rather than serve? And what if auto insurance companies knew legislation designed by Congress would no longer allow them to delay, deny, and terminate legitimate policyholders' insurance claims? Would we have so many people today barely hanging on? Would police officers' time be released for helping people in the community rather than killing them or being killed? When police are required to protect the injustice in our society and not protect what is right and justice for all, in my opinion, this makes their job more dangerous than it would have been in the long run. In my opinion, abuse begets abuse. Shame-based intimidation and harassment tactics create animosity and anger. Poverty from unpaid insurance claims create families with few options. The question being, why would our Congress force insurers to pay premiums to insurance companies who don't pay them when they're hurt, like promised? How much further would we be as a nation with greater equality? When everyone gets the fair chance at their dreams, it doesn't mean everyone will reach their destiny or their dream. But when options are so limited for so many, it makes too many people in compromising positions. I would challenge you today to stand up for insured civil rights legislation with Congress to make life better for people involved in collisions, saying no more institutional biases of class, race, or gender will be tolerated, and this includes power and privilege by corporations who use it to harm policyholders. Only when Wall Street power and control over you, the insured, is reined in will Main Street policyholders no longer be taken advantage of by insurance companies who choose bad faith behaviors instead of good faith practices. This means your vote must be stronger than the money from these corporate giants and the power of their congressional lobbyists. Are you willing to use your valuable vote in 2016? Vote out those who promote inequality through their congressional lobbyists who hurt policyholders just because they can. Choose leaders who truly believe in justice and fair legislation for all, not just Main Street, but Wall Street. Leaders who will not place people in positions to do their bidding, but want to move the country to a place where if you want a job, there's one available, where more people are living indoors than out. Notice how many tent cities are cropping up all over America? Home is one of the first stability safety nets. People can get health care if they need it, and politicians don't ignore this just because people in their party benefit while citizens die every day for their choices. Last but not least, auto insurance companies should pay out benefits or settlements and remove escape clauses from the policies in order to provide insureds with what they've actually paid for, a fair settlement if they happen to be injured in a car accident. This is a real safety net. Contact your congressperson today, and all you have to say are these simple words: I support insured civil rights legislation. Again, that's all you have to say is, I support insured civil rights legislation. Call them at 202-224-3121. Again, this number is area code 202-224-3121. A real change in auto insurance legislation starts with you making this simple call. Don't let it be you waiting for a fair and equitable settlement from an insurer without little prospect of making it happen. Always remember, there are hundreds of Estra brand car accident information and support tools at your disposal, and many of them are free to use. Select Estra's car accident playlist out on YouTube, which contains 11 free videos to show many of the experiences that can be encountered after a collision. Taking on unfair practices of major corporations can make it difficult for policyholders to access legitimate links. Therefore, do not hesitate to type in the link yourself online. For example, if you go out to YouTube, you used to be able to type Estra and all of the links would come up. Now, harassers have added many new Estras out there and some of the links are now buried. So make sure to type in Estra's car accident or Estra Seattle to find legitimate links. Tools are important in being able to work through the process of getting through a collision. And my book, Car Accident by Estra, shares those personal experiences of being involved in several collisions. And it provides helpful insights into by-stepping pitfalls most injured often don't think about until they've been taken advantage of. So this is a must-read book. You'll also find the 215 Car Accident Calendar Daily Quotes, and it's available for support and encouragement. It's a great as a gift or personal use. The 215 Car Accident Weekly Planner for an organized approach to documenting your collision is available all year round. So make sure to stop by my official car accident site for additional information. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Estra, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge. You can read, listen, or watch topics which will help you make more informed decisions. And you are always welcome at legitimate Estra site. Thank you for listening today, because it is only with your continued knowledge about the insurance industry, self-insured employer insurance programs, long-term disability, can we make a difference in creating insured civil rights laws and legislations which can make this more fair and equitable for policyholders. I also want to thank Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and the song Midnight Run by OK. Only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in traffic collisions. So be sure to take 3 minutes and tell us about how you've been affected. Let's meet back here next Monday, which is our new day and our new time at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. No matter what you're going through, keep your head up and never give up.